Okay. Let's everybody drop your grounding cord and create a new female grounding. It's almost inevitable as we explore the technique of female grounding and running your nurturing energy that there's a focus on the challenges that come with the power and richness of female creative energy. And it is challenging. It's also really quite wonderful. When the systems are running harmoniously, there is a kind of emotional richness that I don't think many women would voluntarily give up to avoid the challenges that that the abilities and power of your female creative energy. The way that we explore spirituality is with a profound connection between the personal aura, which is in the, it primarily is in the astral, and the physical body. When you get your female creative energy working harmoniously, that emotional richness has a physical aspect to it. And it's hard to find a word. The word we've used is sensuality. That's not a sexual energy. It can be a part of sexual energy, but your female creative energy is running all the time, and it's a kind of sensuality that's like going out into lovely hill country, or back in 1973, John swam in a in Srinagar Lake in the foothills of the Himalaya, and somehow or other there were these kinds of natural oils in the water that made it, in the midst of all that incredible beauty of the Himalayas, you had this richness. And so that's what we're working for, is to get female creative energy running harmoniously. Now, let's look at some of the ways that that can short circuit, and then try to recapture, try to look at the times when that happens, help you clear that, and then recapture or find the that sensuous and rich and spiritual harmony. So every woman has circuits running from her nipple chakras, the lower level circuits run through the breast and out the arms, and the upper run through the breast and up the neck, jaw, ears, across the temples and out the forehead. And this energy is a kind of love and nurturing and support energy that most women long to do and naturally do. And find great satisfaction when it runs harmoniously. There are kind of two ways you can run your nurturing energy. The unconscious way, the way most women run it, is driven by the ovary perfect pictures. And if the ovary perfect pictures are driving your nurturing circuits, then there will inevitably be a mismatch, both in the quantity of nurturing you send and the quality or color or feeling tone of the nurturing you send. And it ideally, over time, we will learn to female ground and begin to read the person that we're sending our nurturing to. You don't have to be a great clairvoyant. You can read it in any of a number of ways. Though ideally, over time, you'll learn to read it through what we call your hello, which is a reading of the person. And that reading gets ever more complex because people, men or women, will often ask with pictures in their aura for you to solve their problems, but they have other energies back behind that, or hidden from themselves, that are under no circumstance going to take the kind of help that would really help them. So over time, you learn to look and see what nurturing a person can have and what kind of nurturing they can have. And then you can tell your nurturing circuits to match that picture that you've created as a result of your reading the other person. Now, what will almost invariably happen while you're learning to do that is that you will send more nurturing and of a kind of nurturing that they don't want and can't have. When that happens, you will tend to get angry or sad or resentful or reactive and over-determined or any of a number of emotions. And then you will start to nurture. It'll be nurturing energy, but it'll be colored by your anger or your resentment or your sense of oppression or defeat. So very often you will tend to try to nurture someone out of behavior or disagreement with you. And that affects your body. So what we'd like to try, and we recognize this is kind of abstract, but it's the beginning of a long exploration. I'd like to try to have you think of a relationship now or in the past where you were trying to help someone and they just wouldn't take your help. And if you've lost your female grounding, it will be painful for you. You will go into female guilt when they don't let you fix them. That's how your nurturing becomes coercive or angry or defeated and collapsed or any of a number of unpleasant and difficult emotions. So try to find an instance where at one level or another you were interacting with someone who mattered to you. And they just wouldn't seem to get it, no matter what you would do. There's a good chance that in that situation, your nurturing started violating boundaries. So So take a minute and just kind of explore that. Now, before you kind of repair yourself to harmony, take a look and see the effect of that in your nurturing circuits and breast, in the it very often will create heat or hardness, or in certain kinds of emotion, cold. Just take a look. And as people are doing that, the breath is becoming harder to find. So now please cut off your grounding and create a new female grounding and get really female grounded. And almost immediately the breath gets better. The energy of the breast and the nurturing circuits, they get softer, more pliable, more flowing. Remind yourself that you, as you female ground, you'll be able to be senior to the urgency that your perfect pictures are telling you is a matter of life and death. And you'll hopefully remember that that's just your instinctual programming. And you'll be able to recognize that the only thing that really does anybody any good is for you to train your nurturing down to the amount that that person can actually have, and the kind or quality that they can take. Sometimes that's almost nothing. Sometimes that's quite a bit. It's never exactly what your perfect pictures tell you. And as you do that, again, over time, you may begin to notice that your hormones change. Your serotonin changes. Your dopamine changes. Your cortisol drops. It's easy to see how female grounding has this physicality. And your oxytocin, which is the heart hormone that binds you in love, and your endorphins will grow higher. And you'll develop over time. Again, let's everybody drop your female grounding and create a new, stronger female grounding. There you go. Over time, And that becomes a kind of rich compassion, that because it's connected to your physicality, has a kind of sensuality to it, a richness, an emotional richness and a physical sensuality. Okay, please be in the center of your head. Drop your grounding cord and create a new female grounding cord. Please create and destroy roses for your feet and legs, hands and arms, and nurturing circuits. And again, a lot of women are finding that when clearing the nurturing circuits, it's important to spend some time on the nipple chakras themselves. Okay, first chakra and layer. Second chakra and layer. Third chakra and layer. Fourth chakra and layer. Fifth chakra and layer. Sixth chakra and layer. And seventh chakra and layer. Please cut off your grounding cord one last time and recreate a brand new, fresh female grounding cord. Replenish with lots of golden suns and just the right amount of earth energy for your body at this time. Recycle any freshly freed up energy from the pictures you exploded. And that will do it for tonight. Now, Gloria will be having her special topics class in 2 days. That's Thursday. Same time, same conference call numbers. 2 weeks from tomorrow. So that'll be the 20th. I'll be having a class on really deeply, the deep clearing that happens when we clear in the seventh subplane of the astral, and its powerful effect on our health and events that we create. Beginning the weekend of October 21st, we're doing the fall intensive with the new format, and I think it will allow us to do some really cool stuff and have lots of power in it. And the next women's group, I believe, is October 3rd. It's the first Tuesday in October. Anything else, Gloria?
Well, thank you, John. Thank you, Mataji. That was really lovely, for one. I think I can say thank you for everybody. Yeah, we need to do our separations. Be sure to say hello to and separate from Mike and his family and anybody else you might have been blowing matching pictures with initially. And then from each other on the call. From me, from John. Here we go. I think that's it. I'll go ahead and open the line so folks can say good night. And again, thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good night, Gloria. Bye.